When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah?
Welcome to Talking About Lettuce.
I'm talking about lettuce.
My name is
Why
Greg Benson.
Out of breath?
I've been walking. Lettuce. I'm walking in the neighborhood.
I'm talking about lettuce.
Yeah?
And I wanted to do an episode where I'm walking around. So
yeah, no, Greg, you're not walking.
I am.
You are in your office. You're in your office. I can see.
I'm talking about. I'm walking, man. I'm walking here. Hey, I'm walking here.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's,
I'm getting exercise. I'm getting steps.
Dustin
Hang on.
Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my watch.
Yeah.
My watch says that I'm. It's counting the steps. I'm getting these steps.
Well, it might be if your arms are moving, it might.
Oh God. I'm having
steps,
I'm having a heart attack.
Greg.
Oh my God.
Greg.
Oh God.
You're not even. I think it's just the breathing that's the problem here.
Oh God. Okay. I'm gonna die. I'm having a heart attack.
Greg, I'm the one who's walking. I'm outside. You're
all right,
still in your office.
So let me get this straight. I'm not walking right now.
No.
Walking. I'm in my office. I'm sitting in a chair.
Yes. I'm the one walking, and I just went up a very steep hill. The biggest hill I will go up during this episode.
Yeah? This is the first time we've done a walking episode, and I thought that meant we were both supposed to walk, but I can't take I can't take my big computer and my microphone and everything. I can't take it all with me. So
we have done a walking episode before.
No, we've never done one. So I thought it would be really exciting if I walked with you. It'd be great for our first walking episode if I could walk with you. But I guess that's not going to happen this time.
Well, it won't happen this time because it already happened. We did the first walking episode together when I was in L.A.
Wouldn't that have been great? That would have been great if we did that.
It would have and was.
I would have loved that. That would have been a lot of fun. We could have called it Two Guys Walking About Lettuce.
Yeah, you would have loved it. And you did because we did it.
Wow. Okay.
I visited. Do you remember when I visited your place?
Well, I would love it if you'd visit sometime. I'd love to show you my house. I'd love you to meet Charlie and Kim. It would be great.
I've done that multiple times.
I would love that. So hopefully we can work that out one of these days.
You did.
Maybe next year. Maybe you can come visit next year.
Okay. We'll visit this year, actually.
All right. Well, we'll
look
talk.
Look at this. Huh? Eclipse.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Look at that. For those of you who are not watching this on YouTube, you're missing the eclipse. We recorded this during the eclipse, apparently, several weeks ago.
The Craig clips.
Oh, that
no,
was
no,
the,
this is...
That's the Craig. You got some nice trees in your neighborhood. Look at those trees. Craig's walking. I can just see the trees.
We have a lot of trees, yes. I'm pointing to the sky and this guy because it's prettier, you know?
You are prettier. Yeah. Did you do some manscaping?
I mean, I think I trimmed my beard a few days ago and kind of gave me a haircut like a week ago.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
So,
good.
Yeah.
Did you shave your butt hair? What am I, 11? What am I, 11 years old?
Greg, that is not a new kind of humor coming from you.
No, it's really not. It's really not.
I definitely didn't shave my butt hair, but I don't know if it needs shaving because I don't really see down there, you know?
Oh, no, I guarantee you your butt hair needs shaving.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
every time you come visit here, which I'll cop to the fact that yes, I'm telling the truth now. Craig has come to visit, and every time he visits while he's sleeping, I do go over, lift up the sheets, and take pictures of his butt hair.
You do?
Yeah, I got some photos. I'll share some photos. Hang on a second.
I'm a pretty light sleeper, Greg. I think I would wake up.
I'll get some. I got some right here. Let me see if I can find them. Mm-hmm. Cause I got a really good one.
No, you don't have to show.
No, okay, I got it right here. Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, this is a good one.
Most of the people,
Craig's
this is
butt
a podcast,
here. Here you go. There you go. There you go.
My butt hair looks like the cast of Incredible Hulk.
Well, it's Mr. Rogers with Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno.
I can't see that.
There's a picture of Mr. Rogers with. It's my favorite picture. And whenever I keep this on my phone under my favorites. So whenever I'm with anybody and they're like, oh my God, let me show you a picture of my dog or my son or my daughter or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, let me show you mine. And then I always show that picture. That's my recurring joke. That's just the picture I always show. There's something hilarious about Mr. Rogers standing with Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno dressed up as the Incredible Hulk with no shirt on.
Yeah,
it's
hilarious. No shirt on,
yeah, it's hilarious. I want to clarify for those of you who are not watching. Lou Ferrigno has a shirt on. Mr. Rogers has no shirt on, and he's put lipstick on his nipples.
Which is weird.
I
can pretty much guarantee that never happened. That absolutely never happened.
I have the actual video, and Mr. Rogers says to Lou Ferrigno, would you like to wipe the lipstick off my nipples with this banana?
No. I guarantee, not only was there no picture of it, I guarantee Mr. Rogers never put lipstick on his nipples.
You have no idea what Mr. Rogers did with his nipples. Mr. Rogers,
right.
He had a nipple fetish.
That would be the most devastating thing if we had to cancel Mr. Rogers.
You don't have to cancel someone just because they put lipstick on their nipples.
No, I know. I'm just thinking about, his secrets.
Yeah.
You know, if he had some.
Everybody's got secrets. I mean, when you came to visit here last week, you told me some of your secrets.
I did?
Yeah.
Wait. What? I visited you last week?
Oh, well, come on. You can't go back and forth like, oh, no, Greg, I haven't visited. Yes, I have visited. No, I wasn't there last week. Oh, yes, I was there last week. You know,
denying I was there last week is different than saying I haven't visited. Greg.
Okay, you just can't go back and forth like that is all I'm saying. You need to make up your mind.
I'm not. Yeah, and I'm not. I'm not going back and forth.
All right, I feel like you're going back and forth again. I'm not going back and forth. Oh, yes, I am going back and forth. You know,
I got to make sure I don't get hit by cars while I walk out here.
Yeah, if you did that, I guarantee you this episode would go viral. You would call it Craig hit by car during podcast recording.
That's what we are going to call it.
Which, by the way, you cannot possibly get hit by a car when you're recording your podcast in your home. I guess it's not true. I guess a car could smash right through your house, through
your
wall.
That's true.
But don't you record in your basement?
I do, but no, there's a chance. If it hit just the right way, I'd still get hit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll find out next episode. Okay. If you're in your basement and a car hits just the right way, we'll find out.
No, I think we should call this one Craig Gets Hit by Car. I could just bump into a parked car up here.
My friend Miles, he was sleeping one night. This was a couple years ago, maybe 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, maybe like 25 years ago.
Too many options. Too many options there.
It doesn't matter when it happened, is all I'm saying. So he and his wife were sleeping and they heard this huge crash, this bang. And they're like, whoa, that sounded nearby. And they walked out and a drunk driver, in the middle of the night had been speeding through the neighborhood and had driven up into their lawn and smashed through their fence and hit the side of their house. Luckily, it didn't damage the house too much, but the whole fence was taken down. And then there was just a car just in their backyard. Crazy, huh?
Oh, so did they get to keep the car?
If a car goes onto your property, you get to keep it. And that just includes if you have a circular driveway and you invite friends over, you get to keep their car. Oh. It's on your property. Oh. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's great. I'm not much of a car guy, though. I don't think I would need that many cars.
Well, how many cars do you want? Seven?
One. I have one.
Okay. And what do? You drive around with it?
Well, when I need to, yes.
Okay. That's pretty good.
What else would I do with it?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people say it's easy. Like, you see that thing like, oh, it's so hot, you could fry an egg on your carburetor or something like that. And I'm like, I've never tried that, but I mean, it sounds delicious. I love eggs. And an egg fried on the carburetor would probably be Really good.
Doesn't get that hot that often here.
Yeah. I don't even know if the carburetor is what you would fry it on. Maybe maybe you fry it on a different part. For those of you who are watching this.
Right on the hood. Right on the hood.
Okay. For those of you who are watching this, just leave a message. Leave a comment or a message on Apple Podcasts. Send a direct message to Craig at craigbenzine.benzine.com. And that way, you let us know where to fry that egg.
My watch is asking me if I'm doing an outdoor walk, so I have to tell my watch.
Why don't you say to your watch, it's none of your business. Ooh, we just saw Craig's shoes. Let me see those shoes again. Are those good walking shoes? Those don't look like. Oh, those are. They're sneakers.
Yeah, they're good running shoes.
Okay, got it. All right. For some reason, it looked like you had those slip-on Skechers. That's what it looked like.
I could run right now.
Don't show off.
I'm doing it. I'm running.
You son of a bitch.
I'm running. I'm running in khaki pants.
You're running in khaki. Show your pants quickly. Show your pants running.
Okay.
Oh my God, guys. Okay. He's showing his pants. Oh my God. We have a crotch shot. This is amazing. I just saw Craig's crotch.
Running in khakis.
This is, I thought yesterday was an exciting day for me. Today is even more exciting.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. This place that I'm running, downhill. Downhill. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
So it's all downhill from here.
Yeah. No, it'll change.
Also, you're in a spot where your internet is a little spotty. Your service is slightly spotty. Yeah, you're cutting out just a tiny bit, but you're all right.
Uh-oh.
Well, Spaghetti-o.
I was thinking of going down this path into this park over here, but that might be spotty internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's getting a little spotty right there where you are.
This is
tragic. You're so pixelized. You look like a painting.
Am I still spotty?
You look like an AI painting. You know, if you hold up, I feel like if you hold up your hand, you'd have like 9 fingers. That's one thing I love about AI artwork is just like all the extra fingers they give you. It's like you hold up your hand and it looks like this.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
And teeth.
And
teeth. It's really disturbing. It's like
extra teeth.
It's like nightmares. Go ahead.
The unfortunate thing is it's going to get better and we won't have the problems with fingers and teeth anymore because they'll be able to fix that. Like they probably could do it now.
Yeah.
And then everything will just look like photorealistic and you'll be like, well, now I don't know what's real. People have trouble knowing what's real.
Right now the images they have this like sheen on them. They look very crisp and like clean and shiny.
Like a Charlie Sheen?
Not exactly. Well, some of them, yes.
Okay.
Look, a bridge.
Oh man. That's so pretty. Wait, there's boats there.
Yeah.
This is within walking distance from your house. That's lovely.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You know what? I've made up my mind. I'm going to come visit you in September.
Okay. It'll still be warm in September. It'll be good.
And while I'm there, I'll go ahead and go to FolksCon. I mean, I figure while I'm visiting you, I might as well go to FolksCon.
Okay. Do people know what FolksCon is?
Well, all you got to do is look up FolksCon. It's the beer and board game convention, you guys. It's.
It is. You know what? I'm going to go there too.
So I guess if any of you want to meet me and Craig, meet us at FolksCon.
In Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be super fun. We're going to play board games. I'm going to shoot some videos.
Because
it's a board game convention.
Across the road.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I will actually be shooting some videos for Above Board, the YouTube channel that's all about board games, since it's a board game convention. So it'd be like a little sort of a cross pollination of exciting board game content.
It's a collab. You could say it's a collab.
A cross pollination of exciting board game content, I think, is easier to say.
That sounds fine. Sure.
Craig,
is my internet doing better?
Yeah, it's better now. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm walking down a path now into the woods, so we'll see what happens. What were you going to say?
I'm sorry. I got some texts. I don't know. Like my cell number was leaked, and so now I get all these. junk texts. You know those texts that like, "Hi, Marissa, are we good for lunch today?" And then you're supposed to write back, "This is not Marissa." And they're like, "Oh, my apologies. My name is Janice. Maybe we can be friends. What's your name and social security number?" And then you give them your name and social security number. And she says, "Oh, what's your bank account number? And you can Venmo me $1 million. And then you Venmo them $1 million. And you're like, "Wait a second.
No.
Are you just trying to take my $1 million?
One does. Very few people do that. Not do that.
It's got to work now. You were cutting out, but now I think you'll be all right. There must be enough people who do it that they make it worth it, because I get two or three of those texts a day. And so every time I'm just like, mute, delete and mark spam, all that, like every single one, just like report. And it's a pain in the ass, and I don't like it. But I did at least set my phone so that any number that's not saved in my phone just goes directly to voicemail. So I get several of those calls a day now, and they can't reach me, which is nice.
We need to figure out how to make life convenient for everyone except the criminals. How do we do that?
I don't know. I mean, but basically, here, I think this is going to help. I want to just say publicly, I don't want for anyone to call or text me. And just so you know what my number is, the number not to call or text, it's 818-493-7192. So just make sure not to call or text that number, because I really don't, I just don't want the extra stuff. And if you want to email me to make sure that you're not texting me. Also, I don't like to get unsolicited emails. It's Greg.
Sure, okay.
Greg Benson.
No. Why would that information help them? The people who you don't want who send you emails.
I want to make sure that they put me on their do not email or call lists. Yeah. So here's an alternate email.
They could just not have the email. That would be better.
Well, yeah, but then they might email me by accident. It'd be like, oops, emailed them by accident.
Yeah.
So,
how could that happen? How could they accidentally type a long string of letters?
Come on. Like, you've never typed a long string of letters by accident and sent an email to no one.
Well, I've accidentally sent an email to no one, probably. But,
I rest my case.
To you? What are the odds of them actually accidentally sending to you?
100%, because I get those emails. So the odds are 100%.
I don't think that's an accident, Greg. I think they have your email.
I don't know, man. I don't. I can't. I can't keep up.
I don't know why we fight. I don't know why we fight so much. I don't know. I was going to go into the woods, and I turned back around because the internet was getting worse. So I came back.
Good. I don't want you to go in the woods anyway. People get murdered in the woods. Don't you know that? Haven't you ever watched a horror film? People get murdered in the woods by maniacs with cleavers.
Now, you're basing this on a fiction. You're literal fiction.
Are you telling me no one has ever been murdered in the woods by a maniac with a cleaver?
That's probably happened.
All right, I rest my case.
But
by the way, you're walking by some beautiful tree. I think you just walked by a cherry blossom tree. It was a beautiful tree.
Yeah, let's go back. I'll walk by it again.
Yeah, I mean, I could see there's some blossoms a blooming. And I'm guessing it might
white.
Be. Listen, I don't know a whole lot about trees, but that looks like it might be a cherry blossom tree.
I'm not sure. It's.
I don't know what it is.
It's not red. It's not pink like a cherry blossom. But I don't know what it is either.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about.
I don't know colors. I can't tell one color from the next. People are like, "Oh, this is blue," and I'm like, "No, it's red." And like, we get in a big fight. I can't tell.
No, great. You're colorblind.
I'm not good with colors or words or numbers. I mean, besides that, I'm pretty good. With stuff.
Are you good with thoughts?
No, I don't. I'm not good with thoughts or concepts.
Okay, what about like mental health, like wellness?
Nope. That's not my forte.
Okay.
Some people call
swimming?
It. Some
can
people
you swim?
Some people say, yeah, I can swim. Oh, there you go. That's beautiful. Some people say fort and some people say forte, and I don't know which one is correct. I think that fort might actually be correct.
I would never say fort.
But I know I don't. I wouldn't either. But some people say fort, and I think oddly that might be correct.
No. Don't say that ever. Unless you're talking about like a snow fort, like Fort Sumter.
I'm going to look it up right now. I want to see how to pronounce F-O-R-T-E. There is some controversy over how to correctly pronounce fort. Common choices in American English are forte and forte, but many usage commentators recommend matching it to fort since the E is not pronounced in French. Many usage commentators.
So the, usage commentator. How do you get to be that as your job, a usage commentator?
Well,
you go to usage commentator school?
Hang on a second. Let me see if I can play this. Hang on a second. Hang on.
English, it is said as forte, forte. Now, if you
there's a bird. This,
it comes from Italian.
Oh.
And in Italian.
Italian, forte.
Forte. Okay. Wait, so in Italian, you say forte.
Can you actually hear that? Can you hear that?
Yes.
You could hear that all right?
Yes, I could.
I don't know how that bled through, but I guess you could hear that just fine. Yes, apparently in Italian it's pronounced forte, and so maybe that's why we're supposed to say forte. Maybe it's Italian, not French. I'm just glad that we clarified that.
I think also Americanized words can be pronounced in the American way. Language is regional, right? It's regional.
Tell me more. This is great.
If the people in a region decide collectively to say a thing a certain way, then that's how you say it.
You're talking about regional people.
Yeah.
Regional people.
People in a region.
Regional people in a region. You know what? Listen,
yes.
I like people, but I do not care for regional people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
People in a region. I don't care for those people. I like people.
So you like people who are just constantly traveling?
I like people as long as they're not in a region. Even people who are traveling, sometimes they'll travel and they'll be in a region. I don't like those people.
So what if they're in an airplane in the air? Are they in a region?
I consider that like an airplane region. I consider that a region still.
Okay.
They're
so
like
then
in a
how
region.
Do you not be in a... Give an example of not being in a region.
It's not my responsibility to tell people how to not be in a region, you know?
Oh,
You know, that's up to each individual to figure out how they cannot be in a region so that I will like them, you know?
So that means, like, I think what you're saying is you only like dead people who don't exist.
Yeah, no, they exist. They exist in a dead way, but they're still in a region.
Okay.
Dead people are still in a region.
So you only like people who haven't been born yet, then?
Well, they're not people. I mean, you're not making sense. Those are not yet people.
Okay, so
I mean, anybody will tell you the unborn, they do not yet count as people. Anybody will tell you that. No one disputes that.
So what you're saying is you don't like anybody.
I don't care for people. I mean, I like them. I actually do like people, just not in person.
Okay. Okay, so what scenario would you like the people then? Just not around you?
I like them if I've never met them and I don't know them and never talk to them at all. Then
so
I think.
You like them in
then
theory.
I think they're
you like
great.
Them in theory.
I don't care for the theory.
Okay.
I don't care for theories.
Okay, you like facts. You don't like theories.
I don't really like facts either. I mean, there's a long list of things I don't like. Eggplant
what
used to be
opinions?
On that list. Now what? I can handle eggplant. I mean, I used
what about
to.
What opinions?
When I was a kid, I'll be honest with you. When I was a kid, didn't care for eggplant.
Okay.
Also,
I appreciate your honesty.
Also,
I know how hard that was for you to.
Also,
admit,
I didn't like curry until I was probably about 30 years old. I didn't like the smell of it. I couldn't go into an Indian restaurant because the smell was off-putting to me. I didn't like curry.
Yeah.
Now, freaking love it. I love curry.
I'm going to show you a car right now.
You're going to show me a curry?
No, a car.
A curry.
Look.
That's
on a car.
That's what's called a woody wagon. That's like a... Is that a P.T. Barnum? Is that what they call that car?
Yeah, it's a P.T. Barnum.
A P.T. Barnum? Speaking of P.T. Barnum, it is now time for the Patreon-only section, which starts in approximately a minute and a half.
Okay, then you said it's time for it, but then you said it starts in a minute and a half.
I mean, in a general sense, it is time for it.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of life, like if you look at the entire history of the universe... a minute and a half is nothing. So I don't understand why people make a big deal over waiting a minute and a half. Like if you're at a stoplight and you're like, oh, the stoplight's like 90 seconds long. Don't you understand that that's nothing in the grand scheme of the universe? I mean, it's literally nothing. You can't even measure it.
But sometimes you have somewhere to be, Greg. Sometimes time does matter. Then live in the now.
Do we ever really have some place to be? I mean, think about it. What if you miss all of your appointments for the rest of your life?
Well, I'll probably run out of money, not be able to pay my bills. I might have to steal for food.
Okay, okay. These are all earthly concerns.
And then maybe,
don't you see what I'm saying?
And then go to jail.
Go to jail, like your health will fail, whatever. Okay. You miss your doctor appointments, whatever. These are all earthly concerns, and I don't see why you're making a big deal over earthly concerns when our lives are only a tiny, tiny portion of the history of the universe, the timeline of the universe. Our lives are like a tiny, not even a blip.
Sure.
So what's the big deal? Well, what is the big deal?
Why are you doing this podcast? Why are you...
Man... That's a really good point, and I'd go into it, except now it's time for the Patreon-only section. It starts right now.
Okay, sure.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Refresh the summer vibes with Tic Tac and you could win a Lollapalooza VIP experience in Chicago. Visit TicTacSummer.com for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 U.S. states and D.C. 18 plus. Ends June 30th, 2024. Void in PR and where prohibited. See TicTacSummer.com for rules and free entry without UPC.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. We hope you enjoyed it. Craig and I were talking about how the only two options when you're having a conversation is say it, don't spray it, or spray it, don't say it. Those are the only two options in a conversation. No. That's what Craig was trying to make.
No. You're saying the exact opposite. You're taking the exact opposite side of the argument, Greg. I'm running across the road illegally now.
Well, don't get hit by a car. Okay. Yeah.
I won't. I didn't.
Or a bicycle.
Or a tiger. Is there something I should get hit by?
A baby. Get hit by a baby. Because that's not going to hurt you. It's probably going to hurt the baby more than it's going to hurt you.
You know, this is kind of a work area, a business area. There's not a lot of babies here.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Are you what's considered a baby magnet? Because sometimes I think that I'm a baby magnet. I go out in public, and like just the other day, I'm having a nice barbecue lunch with my wife and my son, and I feel like a little tugging.
What? Okay.
Huh? I feel like a little tugging on my pants on the side, and I look down, and there's just like a little like 1 year old little just like a little baby toddler just kind of pulling on me, going hi, hi. And, you know, didn't say anything, but I was like, oh, hello, little bit. And it happens a lot. I feel like I'm a baby magnet.
Yeah, well, I think that kind of happens to me, too. I'm also a cat magnet.
Oh,
I'm allergic to cats.
Yes.
I'm allergic to cats. Cats
know
me.
Yeah, cats know when you're allergic and they come right up to you. The secret for me is to get the cats away from me. I always punch a cat right in the face. If you punch a cat in the face, they're gonna go away.
No.
They're gonna be like, "I get it."
No,
and they walk away.
No cat punching. Don't do that.
No, it's fine. Everybody, if you want to punch a cat in the face, you have my permission.
No.
It's fine.
No, you do not have my permission.
It's
and
fine.
Frankly, you don't have Greg's permission.
You
either.
Do. You
I'm
do.
I'm taking his permission away.
In fact, I want to encourage everyone listening. Go out today and just find a cat, punch it in the face. That's all I'm saying.
No.
It's like no one's going to mind if you punch their cat in the face. They're going to be like, yeah, my cat deserved it. You know why? Because cats are dicks. I don't know if you know this about cats.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, more often than not, in my experience, They can be. They can be dicks. But.
Can we call this episode Cats or Dicks? I mean, can you use the word dicks in the title?
No, this episode is Craig Gets Hit by a Car.
Okay, Craig Gets Hit by a Car. I'm going to make a note of that.
Yeah.
People are going to be so disappointed if you don't. If you don't actually get hit by a car.
Well, there's a lot of traffic around here, so
okay,
we'll see. No, well, not a lot of traffic. Like, for this area, there's a lot of traffic. Not L.A. traffic we're talking here.
I feel like a lot of people are going to tune in, and they'll be like, okay, he didn't get hit by a car, and he also didn't give me permission to punch a cat. So, I mean, I don't really know, like, why I bother listening to this anymore. You know, this...
I got hit by a car.
Oh, my God. Craig just got hit by a car. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So now that Craig's been hit by a car, you all have permission to go punch. In fact, go punch two cats today to celebrate.
No.
Find two cats.
And
a litter of kittens. In fact, Craig, you could probably hit more than one kitten with one punch because they're small.
You know what happens when I talk to you, Greg?
What's that?
We bring up a topic like cats.
Yeah.
And I run down suddenly a list of things to say about cats comes to my brain.
Yeah.
And then you go off on a tangent like punching cats. And now nothing I would say anymore matters at all. That doesn't matter.
You're welcome. You are welcome, Craig. You're welcome. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's why I like talking to you, Greg.
Same here.
I don't have to do as much work.
By the way, I like that building behind you that has the red column in the middle. I think that's an attractive modern building. For some reason, I like it. And you got a brown one over there too. That's a hotel.
Yeah.
And then that's
an apartment building. Apartment building.
Okay, so you guys know exactly the neighborhood where Craig lives now.
Yeah, kind of. I think that was probably already known.
Okay.
But they don't know. They don't know where I came from. I've been walking for a while, Greg.
What are they going to call that building when it's no longer current? When it's like an older building, what are they going to call it? One fruit that I don't understand is currants. Currants are a fruit, right? Or are they just a berry? What are they?
I think they're a fruit.
I don't understand what they are. I know they're like raisins, but they're not raisins.
Mm-hmm.
What are they, like tiny, like little, like they're almost like tiny little miniature prunes? I don't know what they are. I don't understand what currants are, why you would use them, what you put them in.
I'm not sure if I've ever eaten one.
I've eaten them. Sometimes they'll pop up in a dessert or something. Like you'll be eating a bread pudding and you're like, what are these little pieces of shit in the bread pudding? Yeah. And it turns out that they're currants.
Wait, did you just say pieces of shit?
Well, they kind of look like little tiny deer poop.
Sure. I probably have had them in dessert. You know what? I'm taking a rest. Sit down.
Good. All right. You're taking a rest in an Adirondack chair right by the water. What a beautiful area you live in. You know, maybe I should move there. Yeah. This is very pretty.
Yeah.
So you just get to walk in your neighborhood and see that stuff.
I mean, this is kind of far from, it's a long walk from my house, but, and it's also often winter here. But yes, I can do that.
But you are currently attempting to get 30,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
For how long?
Yeah. A month.
See, I remember when you did 20,000 steps a day, and 20,000 steps a day is a real challenge. I have to be at something like Comic-Con to get 20,000 steps a day, just constantly walking around all day.
Comic-Con? It's a con for the punctuation.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one of the many punctuation conventions. Like I've gone to, I don't know, Semicolon Con, which I don't think is quite as good. Colon Con's better.
That sounds like a digestive sort of.
Well, they have both. They have colons, and they also can get a free colonoscopy. When you go to ColonCon.
Okay. That sounds great. I have 11,000 steps right now.
Man, you are just getting started.
It's noon. Yesterday was day one. I got 30,000 for the first time. I've been trying to ramp my way up.
Yeah.
And I think I had blisters on my feet yesterday.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think 30,000 steps, honestly, is too much. I think that you will do more damage than good to your body.
I don't know. I think that the debate is out there. Greg, the debate is out there.
Is it a mass debate?
A lot of
people involved. Are you masturbating right now?
I would say a minor bait.
Okay.
I would say.
All right. I didn't know if you're masturbating or not.
No.
I didn't know if there was a lot of people involved in this sort of debate.
Greg.
Yes?
Greg. No.
I don't mean to be a jerk. I want you to think I'm jerking off here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I want to please you. I want to please you.
I forget what I'm going
to
say, Greg.
I want to please you. I'm not trying to please myself here. You know?
Don't ever have an interview show, Greg. Don't ever.
This is an interview show. I'm interviewing you every week, and you're interviewing me.
That's true. It's mostly me trying to say things, and then you talking about punching cats or masturbating or something. You know?
I never said masturbating. Yeah. I said mass debate. We were talking about debating.
Okay.
And I asked if you guys rewind the tape, you'll hear it. Because everybody probably records this on reel-to-reel tape. Anyway, Craig, while you're sitting there, this is the perfect moment. Top three favorite things. Mm-hmm. Go.
Chocolate, my family, and massages.
I think your family is going to be very offended that you put chocolate first.
No, in no order.
No, that's incorrect order. I told you. I said top three favorite things in order, and you put chocolate first.
No, you didn't say it.
Yeah, I did.
Order.
It was implied. It was implied. And if you look at the whole group, the mass debate will tell you that it's that's exactly what I meant. My top favorite three things are breathing, consuming food and liquid, and having blood pump through my veins. Those are my three favorite things.
That doesn't sound like a great things, Greg. That just sounds like things that keep you alive.
So why don't you go ahead and eat chocolate and just see how long you live without breathing, consuming other liquids.
These were my top five favorite things. Not the top five things that I
Who said
need.
Anything about five? Why did you change the number
to
five?
I'm sorry, three. Whatever. You can't just
change numbers willy-nilly.
Greg, usually it's five. I'm looking around to see if anyone's watching me. No one's here.
Are you embarrassed to have a conversation with me? Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed to masturbate in public?
I'm embarrassed to get angry in public.
Okay. Am I making you angry right now? I don't mean to. Did you just get a haircut?
Yeah, like a week ago, I said.
I got a haircut yesterday. Yeah. For free.
You did.
For free on the set at Universal Studios. Because I shot a thing yesterday. And one of the things that I love about shooting things is you often get a free haircut on set. You get amazing food. You often get to keep the wardrobe. And unfortunately, they had me in a really nice upscale suit. I didn't get to keep that suit. I asked them. I said, "You guys, they tailor the suit to you, and then they're like, no, we got to keep the suit."
Greg, something smells delicious here.
I know that's me.
No, it smells like I think there's a pub over there that might be cooking some like seasoned French fries.
Oh
like,
yeah, that's me. Yeah. I'm wearing seasoned French fries by Calvin Klein.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But no, I can't tell you what I was shooting because strangely, there's an NDA on this project. But I will tell you that you will be able to stream it come September. And it's a really nice part. It's a really, really good part on a TV series. And I had a great time on the shoot. Everybody was friendly. I got to work with an actor I've been a fan of for many years. And he was super nice. And the other star of the show was super nice. And it was really, really fun. And that's all
so
I can
was
tell
it,
you.
It was Ellen and Bill Cosby.
Oh God!
Is that?
Oh my God! If I was cast in a thing, they're like, "You're going to be starring opposite Ellen DeGeneres and Bill Cosby." Do you know what I would do? I would turn it the fuck down. I would go like, "Look, I'm an actor and I love working." They're like, "We'll pay you $10,000." I'm like, "I really don't want to work with Bill Cosby and Ellen DeGeneres. I don't want to have that be part of my legacy after I die." Like, yeah, he's the actor who accepted the job with Ellen DeGeneres and Bill Cosby. Two horrible people.
He's the only one.
Just awful people. Yeah. Horrible people. You know what I think is so horrible about Ellen DeGeneres and Bill Cosby is that they both for years kind of put themselves out there as wonderful people. America's dad and the friendly lady on the show who's so upbeat and dances and gives things away to her audience. Yeah. No, she's awful and he's awful. Just terrible people.
Yeah. Yep. I think that it makes you skeptical of anyone who is seen by the public as like the good people.
That like, is why. That is why I always show my rough side and let people know. Look, it's not all good with me.
That's why you're such a dick.
I know. Yeah, because if I show people how I'm a dick, then they'll be like, "Oh, yeah. Greg's a dick, but he's a lovable dick." You know, but at least nobody's going to call me America's dad.
At least he's an exposed dick, right?
Yeah. I'll expose my dick. I'll expose my dickness.
No.
I'll do it right now. I'll do it right now on this very podcast.
Greg,
people watching on YouTube can see me expose my dickness.
Okay, sure.
That's all I'm
saying. You do that. You actually do that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to show my penis on camera. Oh, look at this. This is beautiful. Not my penis, but this.
Bridge again.
He's walking over the bridge. There's boats. How many of those boats do you own?
Full disclosure, that's the same bridge that I showed you before.
How many of those boats do you own, Craig? You have 6, 7 of those boats?
Upwards of 3 or 4.
Man, I love when you use the word upwards. You rarely use the word upwards on this podcast, but I love when you do it.
I know. I mean, maybe that was the first time.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Maybe. Yeah. Hey, take a guess how many steps I have.
47,000.
Jeez, like way too high. Way too high.
Way too high? 11 steps.
Yeah. Nope, that's far too low, actually.
53,000.
See, that's even higher. You're very bad at
two steps.
Guessing. No, that's lower. So okay.
Negative 19 steps.
No, that's even lower, and that's impossible. That's actually impossible.
If when you wake up in the morning, you walk backwards 19 steps, then you have negative 19 steps.
No, that's still steps. A backward step is just a step.
I don't think they are. I think backward steps.
Okay.
I think those reverse the steps that you like. If you're wearing a watch,
you
go to negative 19. If you're wearing a watch that counts your steps, not all watches count your steps.
It watches track movement and. When you move backwards, guess what that is? That's movement.
When I was
that's
a kid movement. In the 70s, my watch didn't track any movement. I had like a little Timex. And then in the 80s, I had a shitty watch.
I know.
Of course, I was a kid. Kids are supposed to have shitty watches. Yeah. I had a Timex. And then in the 80s, I had a Swatch. Everybody in the 80s had a Swatch. And that's a shitty watch, too. That's real shitty. Yeah. Made of plastic and rubber.
Yeah, Looking back, like everything back then was shittier.
Oh my God, no! Everything, yeah, and it just kept getting shittier. Everything just shittier now. Everything's shitty.
It didn't keep getting. No, it's better now.
That's what I said. Everything's better now. That's what we love about living in this day and age. Everything's better. Everyone loves each other. We all get along.
You see, Greg, when you do that, you come across as fake. You come across as you don't believe the words you're saying.
I don't believe what you're saying right now.
You don't believe what I'm saying?
Oh, look, we're nearing the end of the podcast, but I forgot to mention something very important. I have a tip for everyone because I had an exciting morning and I learned something very exciting. And this is a real helpful tip. If you guys have an air fryer and you made bacon like the day before and you're like, hey, the bacon, I made a lot of extra bacon yesterday. It's just sitting in the fridge cold, but it's cooked. I'm going to warm up that bacon. I'll put it in the air fryer. Don't do that. Don't put bacon in the air fryer because I did that this morning and I'm like, hey, I'm going to be smart. I'm going to put it down on some foil so that the oil doesn't drip down into the air fryer because look how smart I am. I'm super smart. Well, guess what?
Right.
The air fryer circulates air and bacon is so light that the air like circulated the bacon. The bacon started flying around and then it stuck on top to the heating element. And so much smoke came out of that air fryer like in 3 seconds before I could quickly like open it and shut it off that all the smoke detectors in the house went off. Kim was sleeping.
Oh,
it was early in the morning. Oh. I was making breakfast for Charlie. And that's my son, by the way. I have a son. Anyway,
you don't have to say that. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe you don't have to say it. Okay. I'm in the middle of a story.
Right. Okay. Okay, Greg. Go on.
See, I'm not America's dad. That's what I'm saying. I'm Charlie's dad.
Oh yeah. Look at how real he's being. He's not putting on a show. This is how he really is.
I'm super real, guys. I keeps it real, yo. Yeah. That's what people love about me, is it keeps it real, yo. Anyway, don't put bacon in your air fryer. It's just going to get caught to the heating element, you know. And
you saying I keeps it real, yo, did not sound very real.
I keeps it real, yo. That's how I keeps it real.
That's not how you talk normally.
I keeps my nizzle in my shizzle, as they say.
No, see, now you're putting on a show. See, now you're trying to
I'm not
to be,
putting on any show. I'm just talking about how I keeps it real, yo.
Weirdly hip. In like a Snoop Dogg,
I'm super
early
hip.
2000s way.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
That's how I talk, yo. You know, that's how I talk, dog. Right. You know, you my dog. Okay. You my dog, yo. Bark for me, my
dog.
You know,
that's funny. I looked up and there's someone walking a dog up there.
So really?
Yeah.
Man,
is that? Do you have a problem with that?
No, I just think it's kind of like. I just think that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's great, Craig.
You sound sarcastic here. You sound like you got a problem with that.
No, you have something on your shirt. I think it's I can't show. See, just go down a little bit and show your right breast right there. See on the right side. What is that? Is that a bug? And on the other side, on your right side, there you go. Right there.
Oh, that is a bug.
That's a bug. You got a bug on you. This is so exciting. Yeah. This is the show it here. Go down a little more so we can see it. Because there you go. There now I can see it. Craig's got a bug. Now what sort of bug is that?
Oh, that is the Canadian spindle wing.
Wow,
bug.
He's got a Canadian spindle wing on him.
That's exciting.
And you're just gonna leave it there, aren't you? You're not getting it. You're not brushing it off like I would.
Well, I would, but oh, I definitely would. But we're talking about it, so I. This is great material, Greg.
And it's especially great for anyone who's listening to it. They're like, all right, now Craig's got a bug on his chest. And then they're talking about the bug that I can't see because I don't want to go
and
watch
the YouTube
video. You
know
where
your bug is, Greg. Up your ass.
Bing! That's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Bill Cosby.
No, it's not. Yeah, and I think that you're there are people
say,
outside
supposed,
over here.
You're supposed to say your name is.
There are people outside over here who heard me yell up your ass. So
okay, so you've offended strangers.
Embarrassing.
You're not going to say my name is Ellen DeGeneres. You're supposed to be a callback. Oh, he just got the bug off his shirt, you guys. I just want to let you know.
Sure did.
You're not going to say your name is Ellen DeGeneres.
I absolutely am not.
All right. Bye, bye, everybody.
Goodbye.